So hi, this is Jay Wild, and this is Jay Wild's Gone Wild Man of the Week. And this week we have Richard Soup.
Hello.
So welcome to the show. We have some questions that the ladies of GWA and GW Audible, who kind of came up with this list, would like to know. And our first question is, what brought you to GWA family?
It was probably about a year, maybe a year and a half ago. I was working night shifts and I had a lot of time to myself, and I found the Dirty Pen Pals subreddit. And, you know, reading through, and every now and again you get a kind of interesting one. So I started posting there and started posting like weirder and weirder ones about, you know, I'm Garfield and I want to destroy you like lasagna. Found a couple other posters that were into like weird things too, like some Cthulhu theme stuff. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to do this big Gone Wild audio collab. But of course, it being Dirty Pen Pals, it was me and four other female posters. Turns out three of the other female posters were male. And then it said, okay, guys, so we're thinking like an erotic Candyland thing. How do you feel about that? And I hate to say it, the other guys were like, yeah, yeah, sure, sure. So when do we get to see the breasts? So that sort of all fizzled away, but then I got introduced to Gone Wild Audio and started listening to some and really started liking it, and then started making some of my own, and here I am.
Fantastic. We're glad you made the shift. So where does your name come from, and is there a story behind it?
Well, my name is Dick Soup because it's a penis joke and it's funny. But there's this Rob Zombie animated movie called El Super Beasto. And just at the very end, before the credits start to roll, there's this dirty country song that plays. And after one of the bits of lyrics, they strum, there's a pause, and they go, Dick Soup. Cock salad.
That's where you got it from. Nice.
Yeah.
So why do you like doing audios?
I've always loved radio plays growing up. It's not like I'm old or anything, but I was an old kid and wanted to listen to like The Shadow and Lone Ranger. So I used to buy cassettes of those and listen to them with, you know, the great big Walkman headphones on. Mm-hmm. And, so I've just always enjoyed the format of audio where the visuals play in your head. So to make my own content, I don't know, makes me feel good.
I get that. So what kinds of audios do you do for those who haven't heard you?
I try to keep it varied. There's definitely a lot of ramble fat in there because I go to masturbate. I've got the phone right there. Why not, you know, two birds with one stone?
Yep. I get that.
But then there's also, I like to write my own scripts and make characters. I'm trying to make a series out of my Dick Gazpacho character, but it always just requires that right bit of, it needs to be an insane Indiana Jones themed thing. And
awesome. That would be fantastic. Okay, so what kinds are your favorite to do?
Those deep character portrayals where you can sort of flush it out for yourself and the listener, and then you take that character on a dirty, naughty adventure.
I love those type too. So are there any voices or accents that you can do that you'd like to showcase?
Oh, well, I was originally born on Canada's far eastern island of Newfoundland, and I visited family there for the holidays, so I can do a bit of a Newfie accent and throw in a few nowd and bys and it's root diddly, things like that.
That's awesome.
And I don't, I can sort of do a Jimmy Stewart and damn it, Mr. Potter, you're what's bringing this city down, and one of these days you're going to feel what it's like to be crooked.
That's awesome too. I love it.
Good.
So, why do you comment and PM on other people's audios?
To let them know that they're doing a good job. And, mm-hmm. I don't know, it generate that nice sense of community. Because we are a community, and you only sort of help it grow in a good and healthy way by commenting and encouraging one another.
Yep, I agree. So is that the same reason that you want comments and PMs on your audios?
Yes. See, I love to watch the numbers on the views and as they start to tick up and tick up. So PMs in the comments are nice, but every now, I still remember that first time I went from double digits to triple and oh, my heart skipped a beat.
That's
I just
awesome.
Felt like the coolest kid in school. Oh, yeah, 100 people have listened.
That's fantastic. I like that. Do you have any special skills that you would like to showcase?
Not that I can easily think of. I used to beatbox back in high school, but
it's been a while.
I could give it a shot.
We'd all like right. to hear. You, sure.
Here we go. Here we go.
That was awesome. Good job.
Thank you. I still got my chops.
Yep, you do. So, what's one little known fact about you or your audios that you wish more people knew?
Oh, the less they know, the better.
Oh, come on.
If you think they're particularly good, you may well be surprised that it's all recorded on a $99 Samsung phone. and if you're not surprised, ta-da, that's my secret ingredient.
A lot of people record on their phones. It's all good. I just figured you'd get your voice out there, and that's what's important.
Oh, exactly. Better to do than do not.
Mm-hmm. So what is your dream audio to receive or listen to?
The dream one I'd like to receive is someone telling me the really niche, specific kink and sort of acting it out.
So any specific kink or one in particular?
Any specific kink. Now, for my own preferences, the weirder, the better. So if it was, you know, blowjobs with wigs or foot jobs by the beach at dusk. Those
wearing knee-high socks.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but,
I know, getcha.
Not white or black, that gray color.
Yes. Not striped. But yes, solid color only. Got it.
I don't know. If you get something like that, if somebody's very much said, I don't want to slowly inch towards what I'm into. They're saying, no, this is my thing.
Very cool. So what is your dream audio to produce?
I'd like to do a grand production, like the Ben-Hur of erotic audios. You know, booming trumpets and drums in the beginning. Then, you know, the strings play. You get the title going. Some good narrator saying, we find ourselves in the dark village of... It goes on for like an hour and a half.
Get enough people. You could do that, you know.
Oh, man. That's the dream. That's the dream.
Anyone wanting to join in on that, message him. So what do you want for yourself in producing audios, and where do you see them going from here?
I definitely want to churn out more. I've been going through a cold December here.
A lot of people do.
Well, I mean, you go to see the family for the holidays. Mm-hmm. But more series. So build a character, have that character go through 5 or 6 episodes or audios, sort of build little series out of them. And try more varied things. And I suppose maybe a little more M-sub stuff, because I've just been like dipping a toe into that recently.
They're definitely in demand. I love a good M-sub. But yeah, the series idea, I've always thought that that's great. And some of the writers that write series scripts and whatnot, but I'll put stuff out and everybody's like, where's part 2? I'm like, not everything's a series. But I love the idea of taking a character through an adventure. That's a great idea.
And I will say those are some of the comments that I like the most, when people say, are you turning it into a series? I mm-hmm. love what you got right here. And if you could give us more of the same, please.
Or I want to see this happen. Can this happen? Or yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a great idea.
Start getting a bunch of series going. Have people start asking for the crossover episodes.
That's how you get the collabs. That's great. It's like, hey, I want to see Buffy with the dragon over there and the Indiana Jones character. Can we combine all these?
Oh, see, there's the grand erotic audio that I want to build now. The ultimate. Yes.
You should. That would be great. So what have you learned so far from being on GWA?
Oh, bunch of things. People are a lot more open and comfortable, that's the word I'm looking for, with their kinks on Gone Wild audio, which I like. And also some good pointers on recording and getting things timed just right and setting a good mood for getting off, having that right amount of build up so you're titillated and then you're really getting into it.
So how has GWA changed your view on specific kinks or sex in general?
Not a lot, I don't think. I've always been pretty kink positive and sex positive. So I just like GWA as a outlet to get my own little deviances taken care of.
Yeah, I get that. So the big question that everybody gets asked, and you'll be surprised that a lot of people say yes, but are you a virgin?
I am not. Fantastic. For better.
So what is your best sex story?
I was thinking about this one And I'm going to go for the Gone Wild audio best sex story because it's sort of a precursor of how I got into it. I was going out with this girl at the time, first girl I ever started sexting with. So it
Nice.
was this neat way of, cock, pussy, ramming, throttle. Oh, hey, now I'm really liking this. So really built up for, it was essentially foreplay all day until we got together that night. But one time having, I think it was like a New Year's party, and we were chatting in the hallway. I start leaning in, whispering dirty talk into her ear and push her up against the wall. And I just keep going until I finally say, all right, let's go to the bedroom. And she starts panting and goes, no, I'm I'm sort of done. You sort of did it for me. And oh, my ego swelled in that moment, and it was just, oh damn, I talked so dirty, you came.
That's an awesome feeling.
And so more of why I like making erotic audios is, oh my God, can I talk so dirty you come?
It's a special kind of power, that's for sure.
And, I trade it for flying, but nothing less.
Might trade it for teleportation too.
Ooh, good choice, good choice.
Thanks. It's like flying, but faster. And I don't have to go up high, which I hate.
Yeah, but I want to read a book while I'm traveling between home and work.
True. Yeah, but teleporting would give you more time to read books. So, did the condom ever break on you? And if so, what did you do?
No, the condom never broke on me. I've engaged in risky sexual behavior where, yes, I should have been wearing a condom. It unfortunately doesn't really end with a great, wacky Judd Apatow movie story. It just sort of ends with an abortion clinic 2 months later. Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of all have mistakes that either were close or were mistakes. So, have you ever had a crazy mess? And if so, what was it?
A bunch, but like the craziest mess was when I was back home in my home, while I was away during college, house sitting for a friend. Meet the friend's friend, who's this punk rock chick. We hang out a couple of times, and then one night, go to the bar, get loaded, go back to her place. Substances legal and non, and her bedroom's just covered in clothes. It's a total sty in there to begin with. But we start going hard and heavy, and we both look down. We see the blood between us, and she says, oh, I don't think I'm on my period. And suddenly I start to feel something in my penis, and I say, oh, I don't think you're on your period either. And I pull out, and I had torn my frenulum, which is the bit of skin that joins the foreskin to the head of the cock. And because of the fabulous way that erections work, blood's shooting out of it like a fountain. And my body says, no, you're about to come. We need to send more blood there. No, we're losing blood. I don't care. We're close to coming. More blood, more blood. So I ask her, where's your bathroom? She says it's like across the hall. I run
No.
to it. And it's not actually a bathroom. It's one of those like laundry sinks in her laundry room. So I start washing up in there, and I turn around, and I realize she has like white shag carpeting.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Now, thankfully, I never saw her again after that.
I would be surprised if you had. Oh my goodness. Oh, what a way. That,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
that's a hell of a mess. She's calling the carpet cleaners. How do you get blood out of white shag carpet? Whew.
And just that nice little murder trail from her room to the sink.
Yep, where she had to, clean up from all the murdering in her bed. Oh, that's quite a mess. So, on that note, do you want to tell us about your first time?
Sure.
Same story. No, I'm just kidding.
Nope, the first time story's actually crazier and harder to believe.
Oh, no.
I met this girl when I was on a school trip to Ireland. She was from New York City. And I thought she was super cool. And so hung out for the trip, spent the next year back in the day of MSN Messenger talking to one another. And finally, March break came around. Yeah, I was still in high school, and she said, "You want to come down and visit me?" So, got on the Amtrak, went down, visited her in New York City, and just first for me for a lot of things: first time smoking marijuana, first time drinking illegally out on the streets, and then. One night, we're in her bedroom. Her parents weren't home. We were watching The Nanny, and we started making out and dry humping. And I went for gold, as they say, and cave in my pants to the sound of Fran Drescher's laughter. So
Oh
it always
no.
has a special place in my heart. But then from there, we went to her older sister's bedroom because she had to make her bed and was away at college.
Nice.
And we started to get freaky. And this is the bit. I can't believe I said it, but first time, I always thought the vagina was a lot higher on a woman than where it is. And so I'm just stabbing into her mons, and she says, "Do you want some help?" And I say, "Yes, please." And so she guides me in, and I kid you not, I said, "Thank you. You're like OnStar."
You
And
didn't.
I did, and she still had sex with me. That's the most, I can't even believe it.
She
It was just one
probably still because you're already there.
of
Teenagers, Oh my gosh, that's
it's
hilarious.
kind of funny because that was like 12 years ago, and then a year ago she messaged me on Facebook and we've been talking again.
Nice. That's pretty awesome. So I guess you did a pretty good job there with OnStar's
That's how you get the ladies. You have to make a very bad joke and wait 12 years.
Well, you know, it's easy to make a girl come. It's harder to make her laugh, so it's a good thing. Okay, so our special questions that I've come up with. So what is your favorite sexual position and why?
I like doggy style just for the sort of domination aspect of it. But really good missionary can be just the tops. If you've got that right angle where one arm's underneath her and the other one's sort of pushing you both up from the bed. Duh, that's my roast beef dinner with all the trimmings.
Very good ones. So, how do you like your eggs?
Oh, sunny and runny, like barely touched by the heat, because that's when you get your buttered toast and you bite off one of those corners. I have a system for this. And you get that sharp edge on the crust of it. Now, with that, you pierce the egg ever so slightly and put the toast in so that it absorbs the yolk. And then you make sure that each whole piece of bread equals exactly one egg, because you don't want any excess of toast or egg.
Fantastic. Yeah, I do them over easy because I hate runny whites, but I love a runny yolk. So, kind of with you on that. So if you could collab with anyone in the world, fantasy, imagination, etc., alive or dead, who would you pick and why?
Oh.
I know it's the big last final question.
I'm trying to Oh, okay. I know. Susan Sarandon.
Really? Why Susan Sarandon?
Because watching Rocky Horror Picture Show when I'm 12 years old, and that scene at the end, and you see your breasts, and something got etched into the marble of my mind that when Susan Sarandon is hot forever.
I could see that. I could see that for sure. That's a pretty
And
good answer.
if I couldn't have her, Amy Sedaris.
Another good answer. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. We
Oh,
appreciate learning more about you.
thank you so much for having me. I feel truly honored.
Well, I didn't choose you. The ladies of GWA did. So I always make sure people know I'm not handpicking people to interview. I'm letting other people pick them. So you are beloved. So, but thank you, and I will see you guys all next week.
Ta-ta.